Wednesday of the 14th week. We're in Matthew. We begin Matthew 10, and we begin this missionary discourse. Matthew begins by saying Jesus summoned his 12 disciples. Now, he's going to send them out to begin to inaugurate the rule of God that's been promised and promised and promised. The kingdom is the way we translate the word, malkut, malkuta. But it means rule. It doesn't mean kingdom, like the kingdom of Monaco or something. You see, it means the rule of God, God's rule. God's people yearned for that, that God would really rule, that he would eliminate all injustice, even among themselves, and that he would show the nations who he is, and they would all come streaming to Israel and learn God's law, God's will, and practice it. Now, the first thing he did, as Matthew tells us, he gave them authority over unclean spirits to drive them out. There are exegetes who say, well, you know, all that's just, we know now that's all psychological. Well, poor Jesus, he's only the Son of God. And he thinks there's unclean spirits because he gave his apostles authority to drive them out. First thing Matthew mentions. And then, and to cure every disease and every illness. Every disease and every illness. That's the beginning of the apostolic ministry. And it's always a characteristic of the apostolic ministry. Because the rule of God is a rule of love, benevolence, mercy, clarity, direction. And so he gave these apostles, and the next line he says, these are apostles. See, he calls them his disciples, and then the names of the 12 apostles. The word means to send out, apostelin, which comes from the word in the Semitic languages, saliach, which means the same thing, somebody sent out. So they're sent out in the name of Jesus Christ, and we have their names. First, Simon called Peter. I think we get so used to the humility of the way this is presented that we don't realize we are now talking about the foundation of the church for all eternity. These, you know, in heaven, these are the ones who are the courses of stone upon which the wall of the city is built. And this apostolic reality and this apostolic authority that's given to these people. And as you know, we had the Feast of St. Thomas the other day. And from their place in heaven, they guide us still. They are still the ones who have authority. And to Peter, Jesus gave this authority. I give you the keys of the rule of God. You let them in, they come in. You keep them out, they stay out. Awesome. That's why we make so much of the feasts of the apostles. Huh? And so we have this list. First, Simon, whom Jesus called Peter, and his brother Andrew, James, the son of Zebedee, and his brother John. Now, in the synoptics, especially Mark and Matthew, these are the first four called, remember, by the side of the sea. And then he goes through the list. Philip, Bartholomew, Thomas, Matthew, the tax collector, James, the son of Alphaeus, and Thaddeus, Simon, the Cananean, and Judas Iscariot, who betrayed Jesus. Then he sends these 12 out. After instructing them thus, and we begin today to have the beginning of this instruction. Do not go into pagan territory or enter a Samaritan town. The first thing we must do is rebuild Israel. You are the 12 patriarchs. I have given you authority to sit on thrones and judge the 12 tribes of Israel. So the first thing that has to happen is to reconstitute Israel. And so they're out. Build up Israel. Because it's from them and from this people that will come the church. Founded on this authority and on these foundations. Go to the lost sheep of the house of Israel, wherever you can find them. And as you go, make this proclamation. The kingdom of heaven, that is the rule of God, is at hand. God is going to begin to exercise his rule and call people. Now, at this point, they have no idea that this is going to be international. But Israel longed for the time, understood that there would be a time when they would be the instrument calling the whole world to righteousness, teaching them the Torah. What they didn't know is that the Torah would become incarnate. And he would stand there and send them out. And that the rules and regulations would be summed up by the action of the third person of the Trinity, who is the new Torah, the new law. And so it begins today, this solemn reconstituting of Israel. And we'll go on. When Jesus died, you know, he died to save the whole human race, of course. But there was this idea that Israel had to be reconstituted. By this time, there were 10 lost tribes. They never came back from the exile. Nobody knew who they were. Nobody. That's not Israel. Israel is 12 tribes. And now he's starting, he's 12 apostles, you see. He's starting again, a new Israel. Not eliminating the old. Go and tell everybody, the reign of God, the rule of God is at hand. What a precious thing. Well, Israel is not reconstituted yet. Aha. Read the book of Revelation. And what does John see? From the tribe of Judah, 144,000. From the tribe of Reuben, 144,000. From the tribe of God, from the tribe of Manasseh, from the tribe of... They're assembled. Not here, there. They are there, gathered, and they've heard the gospel. But you see, the gospel is a healing power. The rule of God refracts through the gospel. Commentators are not slow to point out, you know, that most of our Lord's teaching is about the rule of God. The rule of God is like a woman who puts leaven in the dough. The rule of God is like the master who calls his, you know, this realm, this rule of God. But then in the fourth gospel, this phrase only comes once. And then it comes, oh, I've forgotten, I think it's 13 times in the rest of the New Testament. What happened? Exactly what Jesus said would happen. He is the rule of God. His body is the place where the rule of God exists. The church is the physical presence of Christ on earth. And he has reconstituted and made this rule of God. So we must really, you know, we've got today, we have these Chinese martyrs who knew the truth of this, and it was more precious than life. And so, you know, we want to extend the rule of God, the infinitely merciful, powerful, loving rule of God. And Jesus is the rule of God. That's where God rules. And his body on earth is the place. Now, he's not restricted. He can today make a saint out of a Buddhist someplace. Just let him see Jesus' face. Bing. I have friends, you know, they're Buddhists and Hindus and people, yeah, devout. And I think to myself, the day this man dies, he's going to look and he's going to see, you're the one I've always been looking for. And Jesus will embrace him and bring him into the kingdom, to the definitive rule of God. So that's the significance of this apostolic commission, which begins here. But notice it begins, get rid of the unclean spirits. Drive them out and cure every disease and every illness. We're going to anoint Rosemary this morning. She's going to explain why. Because we have a sacrament for this. And our danger is not challenged. We're not accepting the challenge. Our faith is kind of, we do a lot of routine, the pious things, but routine. Jesus Christ is in our midst. The rule of God is here. He's going to feed us on his body and blood. He's going to act whatever way he wants when we anoint Rosemary. This is the world we live in. And do you see how desperately we need the work of the Mother of God in our souls to make us sensitive to the reality and action of the Holy Spirit within us and among us?